You're listening to WNRB-LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Good Friday evening. Conversation Digest coming up at any moment, right here on your community station, WNRB-LP Wausau 93.3 FM. It's your gateway to the weekend. It's your verbal extravaganza. It's the show that you listen to on a regular basis on Friday evenings with Conversation Digest. I go by The Condition, and Kinuspi is here on my right.
Yeah, boy.
Good Friday evening, Kinuspi. How's it going this evening for you?
It's going exceptionally well.
Huge program on tap tonight. But we don't have a second and third hour because Kinuspi, no offense, Kinuspi, you dropped the ball this week.
Hey, them's fighting words.
So we only have 1 hour, maybe 1.5 hours tonight. Not sure yet what we're going to do. If we get everything that we need to get into in the first hour, we may be just out of here. You have to remember that it is our weekend as well. We need to relax. We need to
We are the gateway of the weekend, so we can do our own stuff on the weekend.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
We've got what we saw on the way to the studio up in just a few moments also. Other features like my karaoke moment of the week, The Condition's karaoke moment of the week also, the 15-minute after the hour I don't give a crap moment of the week. We featured that for the first time last week. And the famous person moment of ineptitude and stupidity of the week. Brand new feature. Going to try that out this evening. If you would like to get a hold of us, 842, retract the statement. Beep, beep, put it in reverse. 842-8390, extension 210. Any questions or comments? And by all means, if you want to hear any of our archived radio episodes, if you would like to, there is a website, famousashtray.com, where the old archived vintage episodes can be listened to.
Where's that again?
Famousashtray.com. Famous Ashtray, all one word. Also, the ineptitude moment of the week, Diane Sawyer does her best to interview Stephen Hawking. I mean, he's a man of few words. It shouldn't be too tough to interview him, but she blew it. And that's our brand new feature, the ineptitude moment of the week. Hard-hitting news up in just a moment. And like I said, if you want to get a hold of us, 842-8390, extension 210. And if you want to hear other radio programs along the dial on 93.3 FM, by all means, tune in any part of the week. There is a plethora of programming that you will love.
I love it.
Of all sorts, of all nature. And we'll do a quick area of promotional type information real quick here.
Oh, we're doing it now?
No, you know what? Skip it. Because we got hard-hitting news. We don't have time for that.
Yeah, our promotion time's in the second half hour at least.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. You're right. Second half hour, so. And, of course, like I said, what we saw on the way to the studio coming up in just a few moments. And we've had a busy week. And we have had census resistors. Can I ask you if a census taker did come to your door? I know you did the census. Would you be polite? Would you say,
I probably
yes,
wouldn't
come
even answer
in.
The door.
Okay, well, we have a census resistor down in Milwaukee. And a quick joke for you, Knuspy.
Okay, I'll bite.
All right. What is the best way to get rid of a census worker?
Politely ask them to leave?
No. You got to punch them until they fall down, and then you give them a 10 count.
Ah!
Do you get that?
Cause yeah, because
they count. They're bean counters, but they're counting humanity. So we've got a resistor of the census down in Milwaukee, and he's a former cop, and he's causing some problems. And I say, bravo, sir. Bravo, kind sir. That's a bit of an assumption that he's a nice guy, but I'm assuming he's a nice guy. I say, bravo. Some people are saying, look, just do the census. I say he actually did because he gave them the number of people that were in his household. Mike Durfee. Seems like a reasonable guy. He's a retired Milwaukee police detective. He teaches criminal justice at UW-Milwaukee, and he's a U.S. Census resistor. He's not a taker. He's not a giver. He's a resistor. I'm not sure if I care for that word. Because
resistor?
He's not really resisting. He gave information. He said, there are two people in my household, quote, I'm being harassed by the Census Bureau. They were the first words out of his mouth when he called me last week, said Jim Sting, Stingall of the JS Online Journal Sentinel. They've been to my home 9 times and they can't find the form I sent in. Okay, well, actually, you misspoke, by the way, Mike Durfee. First of all, they could not find the form that you sent in, and that's why they've been to your house 9 times. But here's the story. They did find the form, I am sure, Mike Durfee. What is happening here is because you only put in the number area of people in the household, too, you didn't fill out the rest of the information, like the names, sex, days of birth, race, and whether he owns or rents the building.
Illegal immigrants?
No, I don't think. What do you mean?
Do they count them?
Well, there's part of this article that they do get into that kind of thing and criminal prisoners. But so when Stingall visited Mike's home on Milwaukee's far north side, he whipped out a pocket-sized copy of the U.S. Constitution and read from Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3, which says that people shall be enumerated every 10 years. Enumerated, Mike stressed. That number at his house is 2. End of discussion. Of course, first the partial portion of the article by where the article author, Jim Stingall, says he whipped out the pocket-sized Constitution. I'm telling you right now. I know what Jim is getting at here, but seriously, Jim, you're supposed to be a professional writer. You're supposed to be a newspaper editor, reporter, whatever you are.
He wants publicity.
So, and then guys like this are challenging the Census Bureau. The feds need all the information, so they send out workers to get it in person. It's a classic battle of wills. It's really not a battle of wills, by the way. Because you've got hundreds of thousands of people on the part of the Census Bureau. They're going to win the battle. They're going to win it. And ultimately, so we've got guys like this. Like I said, they are a challenge, and I say applaud him because he is doing what he wants to do. And he's not being a follower here. He's being an individual. He said, look, I gave you the information. Two people are in this household. Let me be clear, he says.
Let me be clear.
Mike also refuses to fill out the information on the American Community Survey, a longer census form sent to random households.
Nah.
So you see, Mike has lost trust in his government. Good for you, Mike. I have too. Think it's spending too much money and that it's become too involved in our lives. He thinks politicians are unresponsive to their constituents, and that the information we give up on census forms is used against us. Do you think there could be a validation there cannot be?
To just saying the numbers, or?
Well, I mean, they're asking a lot more than what the numbers are. They're doing a lot more than that, right?
Yeah, there's a whole section like, hey, how old are you?
Race?
What's your race? What else? What kind of tea do you like?
What are they doing here? So 843... Oh, gosh.
842-8390, extension 210.
What we want here is census stories. I don't want census make-believe imagination story time. I want real census stories.
Real facts.
Whether you sent in the form and have had nobody visit you, that's fine. That's a story right there. This is the story with radio. It's all about storytelling. Whether it's you or us telling a story, that's what it's all about at talk radio stations. Or in this case, a station that has some talk radio, otherwise music the rest of the week. But,
not exclusively just music.
No, we play some music, so. All right. So, we'll have more about this in just a few moments. The census resistor, whether or not that's the right term. I mean, I suppose we could throw around some other words to describe this gentleman. You know, is he a
patriot?
I guess he could be called a patriot, but too many people get that mixed up with that football team in the NFL, of course. But so, of course, the assumption in this article by the authors that that the census resistor, Mike Durfee, is obviously a Tea Party goer. I don't know if there's enough evidence to verify that claim or not, but okay, so coming back up in just a few moments, more hard-hitting news. And also your I don't give a crap moment of the week, 15 after the hour moment, right now on Conversation Digest, what we saw on the way to the studio, WNRBLP Wausau.
not the Grand... What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week, 12 after the hour, Conversation Digest, very own what we saw on the way to the studio. It is an extravaganza of life. It is what you experience, what we experience as we are on our way to the studio before Friday's 7 o'clock show begins. What I saw on the way to the studio, I saw on a high wire, that is a telephone wire, a bird who is traipsing, that is sitting on the wire, which is normal. That's completely typical. There's nothing weird about that. I'm in the car in Kinosby's vehicle. We're coming over this way to come to the studio. I see a bird there, and then I look over about 15 feet away from the bird. There is a squirrel making its way towards the bird, and I don't believe that squirrels are carnivorous. I don't think that is the case at all. I think they like nuts, maybe some grass, and stuff of that nature, of that category of sustenance. So the squirrel's getting closer. I mean, we're starting out at 20 feet away, right? So then the clock is ticking. What happens if the bird does not move? Is there an altercation? Do they start kissing? Is there a, hello, how are you today?
They love each other.
The squirrel's now 15 feet away, right? Right? Yeah, the squirrel's 15 feet away. No, I wasn't really saying that to you. So the bird is still there. Apparently doesn't notice because the bird, I guess, wants to die. If, in fact, it wasn't a squirrel and it was a mountain lion, it'd be dead. But that would be one strong wire, wouldn't it, if you could hold a mountain lion? So now the squirrel is 10 feet away. Bird's still there, right? 5 feet away. Bird is still there. 3.25 feet, but my estimation, bird still there, not moving a bit. Squirrel not giving up.
It's a standoff.
A foot and a half away. The bird notices the squirrel, takes off, and then lands another 7 or 8 feet away.
Ugh, jeez.
At this point, I'm so frustrated with the moment of impact, which almost occurred. I decided enough is enough. I'm not dealing with this story anymore. And I have no idea what happened between the squirrel and the bird. So what happened with you as far as what you saw on the way to the studio is concerned, Kinosby?
I know this is going to sound like a lie, but I guarantee that it's not. Just brace yourself for this one.
You're a man?
I know where you live.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I saw a person dressed up fully with all makeup and clothing appropriate as a Klingon. Just walking down Grand Avenue.
Well, did the costume fit you well or what?
I was in the car.
What's the story there, and is that guy ever going to get to kiss a girl?
I don't know. I don't even know if he knows what a girl is.
Well, if it had to be any street in Wausau, it would have to be Grand Avenue.
There was so much crazy going on that street, it's not even funny.
Okay, you're a bit of a Trekkie. Not to categorize you in a category that you don't want to be categorized in, but was he an authentic? Did he look
He looked like the part, definitely. Clinger? Like he could have been.
That's a Klinger. That's a guy from MASH.
So he was wearing a dress then?
Well, here's a story. What's your favorite? So the races or the species of alien on there, besides that, I mean, he could have been a Romulan, right?
He definitely looked like a Klingon.
Okay, but I mean, otherwise we have other species on Star Trek, but he wasn't a Romulan. He wasn't a Vulcan. What other?
Andorian?
I've been trying to educate myself on these species of Star Trek. So you saw the Klingon on Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
Does that story go anywhere else or what?
No, just the fact that I saw a Klingon walking down Grand Avenue.
Well, there is that hobby store in Grand. I wonder if he's going over there.
Or away from.
842-8390 extension 210. Did you see the Klingon? Have you experienced anything on the way to your radio to listen to the show? By all means, it's Friday. We're Conversation Digest. We're the gateway to the weekend. And
Party
right now,
Central?
Yes, Party Central. I forgot about that one. Right now on Conversation Digest, the 15-minute after the hour, I don't give a crap moment of the week. Heard here on Conversation Digest. And so far, this feature's received a relatively, inept, otherwise non-existent reaction because
it's only been 1 week.
No one's really reacted to it.
Really
so,
hoping
I mean, that's
it
fine,
kicks
so.
Off.
Yeah, just kind of like the computer, kicking off and throwing some information
at us. Hey, that is
us,
so. Going slow.
So what is with this summer, by the way? I mean, there's, oh, geez, Sonic Wall. So the story here on this computer, sometimes the site's blocked by Sonic Wall content filter service. This is from the Daily Herald, if I'm not mistaken. This isn't an article that should be blocked. I can't do the 15-minute after the hour I don't give a crap moment of the week if the computer is blocking the article. I can't do it.
It's an idea.
So all I guess I can do is, here's the article right here, Knuspy. I got it.
Oh, you got it finally?
So it's a Daily Herald story. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to read the story. I give the Daily Herald some credit. I mean, it's not the Weekly Herald, which I think would be more of an adequate name for the newspaper, because it seems like they're kind of slow on news. But just joking. I have no problem with the Daily Herald. So anywho, Haley Thompson, 16, of Stevens Point, leaves for Prague today to compete in the International Canoe Federation World Cup. And here is the part that gets me. Not this particular moment, but in the end, I don't give a crap about any of this. But if that isn't exciting enough, she found out this week the U.S. Sports Academy called her an American paddling prodigy and selected her as the top female athlete in the world from the month of May. And the Stevens Point area senior high student beat out on Daniel Reif of Switzerland, who won the second leg of the International Triathlon Union, so on and so forth. Don't really care. But then this is the kicker right here. So apparently Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Roy Halladay was the runner-up after pitching the second perfect game of the season and only the 20th in the history of Major League Baseball. And then also, these local people, whether it's the 16-year-old from Stevens Point or otherwise, so Kobe Bryant also lost out in this contest.
Did he have his shorts on?
No, it cannot be. Well, he probably did because he plays basketball. They don't wear long pants. But do you understand why I don't give a crap about this article? They're saying that these local people barely lost out to Roy Halladay of the Philadelphia Phillies for this vaunted position. Do you understand what my point is here?
You don't give a crap.
No, I don't give a crap, but there's something not right about the International Canoe Federation World Cup 16-year-old winning this competition against Roy Halladay or otherwise Kobe Bryant. Do you think Roy Halladay of the Philadelphia Phillies, or do you think that basketball star Kobe Bryant of the LA Lakers knew that they were vying for this position? Do you understand what I'm getting at here? Okay,
yeah.
And that's your 15-minute after the hour I don't give a crap moment of the week. And the reason I don't care, by the way, is that it wasn't a verified competition. This wasn't anything that Roy Halladay or Kobe Bryant were going to win. Of course it was the paddler from Stevens Point. Of course they were going to win that.
It's in case we can't get that to work on there. We can play
it
through.
How did you get into
my email? I'm not in your email.
How did you get into that video then?
It's a YouTube thing.
That's a little bit alarming. All right, Google.
Well, it's everywhere. It's the internet, not just your email.
All right, I thought you hacked into my email. Okay,
yes,
so.
I know your password.
So, okay, that was that story. And
probably
it
peanut
was
butter
the,
sandwich.
No. The 15-minute after the hour, we don't give a crap moment of the week. Kenespi, did you care about that?
No. I kind of...
If it was...
I spaced out definitely during that.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
if it was a legitimate competition, I would probably care, but it's not a legitimate competition. It can't be, because Roy Halladay or Halladay and Kobe Bryant were the ones that lost out to the 16-year-old local paddler. It just doesn't add up. 842-8390, extension 210. Going back to the census taker stories, A, do you have one? And B, if you do, can you make it entertaining? Because if it's just,
Conversation Digest, they knocked on my door, and they cornered the people in the room, and then they left.
If it's just that, I'm sorry, I can't deal with it. I'm in a great mood.
You're always in a great mood.
So here's the story. I sent the information was sent out for the census takers, and bless the good Lord, they've not been by to visit with me, because if they were, I can't say I'd ask them in for an iced tea.
You have iced tea?
Pleasantly, please leave. I would just grab some Lipton orange Pico tea and put some ice in there. No sugar.
Or
I wouldn't add any
not
sugar,
even
so.
Answer the door like I would.
I wouldn't answer that. I've got a window to look out, to peer out to see if there's someone standing there. If they are ringing my doorbell, And I know who it is. Like, if I know it's a certain religious sect, or if I know it's a salesman, typically I won't. But, I mean, with all honesty, there are some authenticated, some legitimate salesmen out there, some legitimate saleswomen, or in this world, salespeople. So you can't really speak begrudgingly against all door-to-door salesmen. That would be the way I perceive the situation. So, hard-hitting news. We've got a situation here, like I said, with those... with that particular resistor down in the Milwaukee area. Now he's a criminal justice teacher at UW Marathon.
Well, you think he'd know better.
Milwaukee. No, because he says he is right. I say he is right.
This is almost non-news, kind of.
Yeah, it's hard-hitting news, which means it doesn't have to be that relevant. So Mike Durfee said, every time I hear someone from the government saying you must, I think Benito Mussolini. Good for you, because normally speaking, we always bring up Hitler. I'm accused of, by Leah, of always bringing up Hitler when I'm trying to make an analogy, or the Nazis. When I'm bringing up a point to try to prove that someone's a big jerk. So I'll say, well, that person's like Hitler. Because, you know, maybe at first, you know, like, let's say someone says, well, look, Hitler, I mean, they say that the person I say is like Hitler, they say that person's a great guy. And I say, you know, some people probably thought that Hitler was really nice back in 38 before he started this onslaught of potential subsequent attempt towards world domination. So I regress. Mike did not fill out that longer survey. He only filled out the part where it said how many people live in his house. And so then Mike goes on to say that they're playing rich against poor, black against white. If they divide us, we're not going to stand. There may be some truth there. He may be overanalyzing it. There is a slight possibility of overanalysis of the situation. That statement pertaining to whether or not someone from the government saying you must, when I hear that, I think of Benito Mussolini. Mike, bravo, because that is very true. That's what I hear as well. No, you know, I think Benito Mussolini might say, you must do this. I think probably the reason why people like Mike, is there a reason why people are resisting this time around? Is there a reason? Because I believe that there is. I don't think it's because Obama, despite the fact that millions of Americans, a record 68 to 75% of Americans don't like the man.
Didn't it used to just be how many people are in the house and thank you very much?
I believe it was.
Decade.
And if anybody can verify that particular piece of information, you know, the phone number.
Thank you very much.
Otherwise, whatever, we can go on and on and on. So,
what's the number again?
842-8390, extension 210. There's a story in the story. The reason why people are resisting, as Mike is from that area, Mike Durfee, is because the government spent billions of dollars on this census. They're overzealous with their attempt to find out personal information. And if you think that, you know, your gender and your race and the number of people in your house isn't personal, you're wrong. That is personal information. You know, so I think that they're saying, well, look, we must have accurate information so that we can allot the money correctly. And that is why you...
People is people.
You need to do this as your civic duty. But here's the story with government spending. And then this is a story that's been going on for a long time, even when America was great. And I don't think that it is any longer. When America was great, even. And now it's a shadow of its former self. Let's be honest here, Knuspy. It's a shadow of its former self.
Aren't I always honest?
Freedom's being taken away from us at an alarming rate. You are sometimes, quite often. Freedom's being taken away from us at an alarming rate. Comedy is still out there. Don't get me wrong. You know, I like The Office. We need comedy to get us away from the truth. We need drama to get away from the truth. No, but see, you don't represent comedy very well. No offense.
Thank you. I love you, too.
So here's the story. So now, I mean, even if we do give all the accurate information, we could have 100% participation from every U.S. citizen that should be affiliated or associated with the census. Do you at that point think, if we have 100% accuracy, that the federal government or the state government will spend the money adequately or the way that they say they're going to spend it? Do you think that would happen at that point?
No.
So what's the point?
They just want to make more money.
It's going to do it. They're going to line their pockets, and that's the end of that. So if someone like Mike Durfee wants to resist, by all means, resist, sir. Be a rebel. Be a retaliatory type person. I have no real problem with it. Is there criminal activity in that? No, I don't believe there is.
Oh, the commercial break.
Okay. Well, we've got about 5 minutes, don't we, Knuspy?
I know. I'm just warning you, prepping you.
Okay, Mussolini, Benito, you're right, Knuspy.
Whoa, calm down.
You're right. No, you calm down, you tool. So we... Well, we also, Knuspy, we have the
I can feel the love in the air.
After the hour,
in
famous
here.
Person moment of ineptitude. So
what after the hour?
Well, it's a brand new feature.
So when we do commercials,
maybe
now?
We got to do the commercial break right now. So coming up in about 3 minutes, we've got the 30-minute after the hour famous person moment of the moment of ineptitude and stupidity. That's the 30-minute after the hour moment of the week. All up in just a few moments. Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, Wausau, 93.3 FM.
What, did he, take the, once again?
Okay.
Once again, thing.
And it was, yes. Number, things.
Did he,
and it was,
he was, once again, thing.
Come on down to the Ziffelmans Institute of Higher Learning on 3rd Street, just off campus.
Back in my day, dogs had to walk uphill for a mile in the freezing cold snow to get a bowl of dog food. And here, good old Yeller, he's spoiled rotten. Move it, dog! If you love your dog as much as I do, then you want to feed a mighty dog dog food. Dogs love it. Do you know how I know? Because it's made from other dogs and 10% consumer waste. You can smell it's chock full of dog. When old Yeller here gets too old, we trot him down to the factory, give him a smoke, let him lift his leg for the last time, then push him in the chute. Lots of things happen I reckon I shouldn't tell you. The less you know, the better. Slow greyhounds, too large of a litter, fifth leg, you see what I'm getting at. All those kinds of dogs. We mix it with a small amount of gravy and then it's off to the store. Mighty Dog Dog Food. Because you want the best dog for your dog.
Sunday. 2 p.m. at the Crapatorium. If you don't remember how to get there, it's on 3rd Street, just off of campus. Females admitted for free. Come one, come all to the mega blowout race of the century. The monsters of monster truck racing will be there. Bauman and the Ziffelman, a head-to-head race of the strength and wills. It has come down to the best of the best, and these two are the shining example of the qualities of monster truck racing is looking for. Bauman will be driving the Laughinator, while the Ziffelman will be piloting Beardy, the bearded truck. Each vehicle has its own strengths and vast amounts of weaknesses. Be prepared for explosions and many of them. We will also be handing out adult diapers, just in case the unthinkable happens, and you don't want to get up and go to the bathroom to miss any of the amount of excitement. Rev up the motors and be prepared for spine-shattering, bone-crunching awful time you could ever imagine. Bring the kids, they are sure to witness what their lives could be, and scare them into pursuing a loftier goal in their life. That's not all, we have an assortment of vendors who don't mind being written checks, and taking a deathly long time to process and secure payment. Get your souvenir Bauman red shorts, or your fake Ziffelman strap-on beard. Make sure you pick up the shirt of your favorite monster truck driver, the Ziffelman or Bauman. All proceeds go to the Center for Bauman and Ziffelman Charity. Be there, or be sane!
You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. That was a commercial break that we'll never forget, and I won't forgive you for that one, Kenospi.
But I loved it.
So we've got the famous person ineptitude moment of the week, brand new feature on Conversation Digest, your big hit station. And so what this is all about is, you know, usually quite often each week we'll play a video which pretty much showcases the stupidity
and finally
and
tonight
aptitude.
We had a rare
yeah,
chance to
Diane,
catch up with a man
up.
Whose mind has been ranked.
All right, this is oh gosh, that was my ineptitude. This is the 30 after the hour ineptitude moment of
Hi-oh.
Someone that probably will never be famous and can barely pay his bills on time.
You?
Yeah, that would be me in this
the
case.
Condition?
So the condition. So yeah, shut up, Diane. I'll get to you. Just you have all the next 2 minutes
how
to
many
prove
Kirks,
your ineptitude.
How many Kirks does she weigh in at?
I think 2.5, which would be my moments of patience for her as well. She seems like a very nice lady, right? I mean, she seems like someone that... She's. I mean, honestly, if you married a girl
Yeah, and I mean, we see it going that way, too.
I mean, you obviously like girls, but, let's be honest here.
I've had hundreds of girlfriends.
You're probably never going to get married.
You're never getting married. Yeah, how's that for a rebuttal?
Well, I'm slightly ahead in that progress, but I'm not sure that's a
I could just find someone and bring them
no,
to
I'm
Vegas
just saying,
and beat you.
Today's age of divorce, I mean, I don't think getting married is that big of a bragging right. So anywho, right back to where we need to be on your big hill station. Who just made you winner, can I speak?
You?
No. Yeah. Who else would have it been? The Ziffelman?
Yeah. He's a winner.
So, no. There's no problem. He's just not here again. Yeah. That's fine. So, Diane Sawyer, this week's featured moment in of ineptitude of a famous person.
Airplane. Finally, his own body, no burden. Then, back to Earth. And his three children, three grandchildren, who say he may have taught the world about black holes and gravity, but he taught them about daily courage and infinite kindness.
And then what do you say to your children?
Moment of ineptitude, watch out, Knuspy. You'll know it.
Fatherly advice that
when she talks about the advice she got from her
parents. Here are the most important pieces of advice.
God bless him.
That I've passed on to my children.
What a trooper.
One, remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Two, never give up work. Work gives you meaning and purpose, and life is empty without it.
It's beautiful advice.
Three, if you are lucky enough to find love, remember it is rare, and don't throw it away.
I thought he was a genius.
Lucky children to have you.
It was tiring.
The moment of
time for him to go.
I think my parents' most important advice was comb your hair in the back and not just the front.
But that, again, that's another very useful piece of advice.
Let's hear that again.
Because if you think
enough to find love,
okay, Steven.
Remember it is rare, and don't throw it away.
Lucky children to have you.
She asks herself
this
commercial.
Time for him to
question.
Go.
I think my parents' most important advice was comb your hair in the back and not just the front.
But that, again, that's another very useful piece of advice.
Shut up, lady.
Because if you think about it, if you spent all your time looking at the stars and never looked at your feet, you would actually walk into some lampposts.
It's true. But
he just wants to
say they claim that he can't move any more than that one muscle in his face. When his British dialect, which is fine, I'm not saying that's bad, but I don't know how. Is he from Britain?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, I was wondering how his daughter would end up with a British accent. So she says, look, Diane says in her moment of ineptitude, her parents told her, and this was their moment of glory with advice, make sure you comb your hair in the back as well. Well, Diane, is Stephen Hawking able to comb his hair? He's got a staff that has to do everything for him except for thing. I mean, that's what the man does. But how is that good advice? I mean, how is it that you get to where she is at and you still admit that your parents gave you dumb enough advice that the best advice that they could possibly give you is to make sure that and I know it's symbolic of something, Knuspy.
Her kids shouldn't listen to her for advice.
Oh, my goodness.
If she has kids.
But I mean, a moment there of ineptitude of the week, Diane Sawyer, why would you reveal that? If that's the moment of glory that your parents had with you as far as advice is concerned, don't reveal that. Make up something if you have to. Or otherwise, just say, look, I love my parents. They said, so many things. And I can't think of anything else. But Diane, how insensitive of you. 842-8390, extension 210. Was Diane showing a moment of insensitivity by telling advice her parents gave her when she was a kid growing up, as little Diane, when they said, comb your hair in the back, not just in the front, or not just in the top? Stephen Hawking cannot comb his own hair, Diane. So in the British dialect, which, with all due respect to her, the daughter, she just makes the moment even cheaper.
Frankly, Diane, I don't give a damn.
Plus, really, with this notion of keep reaching for the stars, Star Search, does that ring a bell, Stephen Hawking? He didn't give his kids very prophetic advice, did he?
I mean, maybe he wants them to think up their own, because he is a thinker.
No, because he doesn't want to
answer. It's inspirational stuff.
He thought the thing was a stupid question. I mean, she ought to be asking about astrophysics and, I mean, honestly, and maybe his condition, because he's got Lou Gehrig's disease. God bless him. He's dealt with the
disease.
He's
probably been asked that so many times.
Yeah, right.
About his disease.
Okay, so no, let's skip the disease part. Let's skip the disease part. But at the same time, I don't want to hear about, advice.
It's probably just a puff piece.
Well, obviously cannot be. And don't defend Diane Sawyer.
I'm not defending her.
You just weakened the ineptitude moment of the week, because with your defense of her...
I'm not defending her.
She looked like she may have had some capabilities.
It's kind of making fun of it.
I don't know. God bless him. And he's got some talents. I'll tell you, he's a very intelligent man. And normally, most weeks, we'd be traversing towards Ziffelman's Corner. But, alas, there is no more corner, apparently.
It's a circular room.
Purpose in life is empty without it.
It's beautiful advice.
Ugh.
3, if you are lucky enough to find love, remember
lock it in the closet.
And don't throw it away.
Lock her in the closet.
Lucky children find, to have you.
It find your tiring. Love and then time lock her in the closet go. So you
I
have
think
it related
my parents
to.
Most important. It's true, but you'd raise your sights.
You would raise your sights. I think that's what he's saying.
Stephen Hawking once said, God not only plays dice with the world, but sometimes throws the dice where they can't be seen, reminding us it's the glory of being human to set out in search of the mystery.
All right. Ineptitude moment of the week. Conversation Digest. Mayor.
I'm liking this section.
You
this,
do?
Feature.
Excellent. How about the I don't give a crap moment of the week?
I think I like that too.
Okay. Tell you what, let's get some feedback.
But I kind of didn't give a crap about it.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine. That proves the point. I mean, I think that's excellent. If, in fact, cannot be one of these weeks, okay, we're hip and hop. We're the party central. Hip and a hop and a hop and a hip. If, in fact, we ever do the I give a crap moment of the week, cannot be, and you actually care about the article.
Then
at
we
that
have,
point,
we have to stop.
You need to stop me, and you say, look, I care about this article. This can't possibly be. It has to be a consensus. And also, by all means, if in fact you're listening out there in Radio Land, which is just cheapening this show by calling where you're at listening to our program as Radio Land, and you say, look, that is an article that matters to me, then by all means, call up 842-8390 extension 210. You care about that article that is the focus of I Don't Give a Crap Moment of the Week. If, in fact, they hadn't added the part about Roy Holiday and the part about Kobe Bryant being the competition with a local girl down in Stevens Point, I may have given a crap about that article. But as they added some insanely ridiculous information about how some big-time sports stars were going up against this local girl.
Name-dropping.
I mean, unbelievable.
Name-dropping to get more important.
Good gosh almighty. I mean, seriously, what's wrong with us in America?
Who do they think they are,
now?
Diane Sawyer?
Yeah, she's just ridiculous, isn't she?
Ridiculous.
So more up in just a minute.
We forgot your karaoke song.
50
oh, I thought that was usually earlier.
Well, I've been readjusting the scheduling a little bit. You'll notice there's some fine-tuning just about every single week, and we're... one thing you need to know about Conversation Digest, since day one, we've actually, like Fox with their TV shows, we throw out old features, we get in new features, because we're trying to hone this show. We've been on for 3 years, but our goal now is to make this show as good as humanly possible, and we're getting closer, it'll never reach perfection. You know, we talk about the perfect tree, or the perfect shoe, or whatever. We'll never get this to be the perfect show. Now, we've had our own criticizers. We've had bloggers going after us. We had another guy.
A couple callers
go after us, but, you know, we take to heart criticism so long as it's constructive and not completely malicious. Trust me, we've had our fair share of malicious criticism come our way from other people in this community you wouldn't have thought would be doing that. People who claim that they're all full of peaceful thoughts, people who say they're all about, you know, respect, and people that say they're all about... caring about humanity, but then certain individuals, they don't care. They just they play the music, and then they're just hate mongers. So before I go any further with that, we've got just a brief other hard hitting news part two, the Manson insurance raid. Did you hear about this one, Kinospi?
No, I did not.
Well, you know, you like to think of an insurance company as a company you can trust, right? So Manson Insurance,
for the most part, yes.
And ultimately, this could have been, because the way the Daily Herald did this, I don't give a crap moment of the week. The article they have on here, I'll play a bit of it, and I'd like to hear some reaction. It's one of the most gut-wrenching interviews I've ever heard. I won't preface it by saying who it is. It doesn't much matter, because the true analysis is on the entertainment value. Also, Daily Herald, you're in this raid room where the information from Manson Insurance is being infiltrated, taken, and raided upon, which is fine, because if there is an investigation, by all means, FBI, do that. But why is it that the Daily Herald is allowed in this room where the raid is taking place, where every single bit of evidence matters a lot, right? You can't contaminate evidence, right? It's not a murder scene.
Are they just
scene.
Taking pictures, or are they
They're
just
taking pictures,
fumbling
but
with it?
Why do they have to be in the same room?
Sound like they're a blood spatter analysis.
I mean, but no. I mean, you mean why do they need to take pictures of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why do they?
Why have pictures later? Go in the room then contaminate it.
On the Daily Herald, watchdailyherald.com, they've got the article, which, the article's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But so they're showing pictures of these four FBI agents, one of which is, like, holding up the wall. So sooner or later when we're criticizing, I'm not criticizing the FBI agents. They're doing what they need to do, but the pictures just strike me as odd. So they're in the room while this raid is going on. And also, I always thought of these FBI individuals, these agents, as being people that wore three-piece suits. But I guess that's not the case. So here's that video that just...
Remember when sleep finally
well, we can't play that. That's,
sedans were just for rich
that's
guys
an advertisement, so... So Daily Herald, God bless you, but I didn't know
they
that.
They got to make money somehow.
No, I mean, good for them. That's
they're not making money on
capitalism,
taking pictures.
So, I mean, that's a car commercial. It's for a Suzuki. We'll just get that out of the way. So, but here's the Daily Herald interview with this gentleman, and I won't preface it with a name because it doesn't much matter. I'm just wondering from an entertainment perspective, what do you think about this interview here? Let's just get to the middle of it. I mean, I guess we'll get to the third.
Is there volume for it?
It's a good, strong company. It's owned by the bank. 100% owned by River Valley Bank. We've hired new leadership for that operation.
That leadership
last
is
June,
panning out, isn't
so
it?
Things are being handled as they should be under, current insurance regulations. There's probably about three quarters of the employees are still with us. They're great employees. As you can appreciate, today's a little unnerving for them to have 25 plus FBI agents all of a sudden walk into your office, shut the door, shut down the phone lines.
Well, if they're doing something wrong, then
who cares if they're on your records? That's a little unnerving. But other than that, part of the acquisition was to
get to the point.
And so I think it's an inconvenience. But at the other hand, this has been going on for 12 months. We're kind of glad it's coming to a peak and a conclusion. If there's something going to come out of this, we would like it to happen,
okay,
and
enough.
We can move on with life.
I mean,
today, Junior.
Well, I mean, you can get WJFW or WAOW or WYOW or whatever. You can get them to splice the film for you because you can't play that entire interview. You had the main points. You had them saying twice. What was the point there? It was unnerving that the FBI agents were there. Of course it was. But if they did something wrong, well, that means there's an investigation. This isn't the first time they've been raided. But the unnerving part is that this video is just so long, and these pictures in the room with the FBI agents. I don't know how the Daily Herald got in there. Did that? I mean, it's just, can anyone tell? I'm not an expert on journalism, but how did this happen? Let's see. Aren't we not supposed to say others? Well, I don't know if we are. I mean, that might be a point, Kinospi.
Well, what they were TV.
Well,
not
and
radio.
Also I didn't say that. I mean, you. Kinospi brought up a good point. I just said the call letters of three channels. You could have said that on the air, Kinospi. I wouldn't have yelled or anything, but I mean, I probably do come across as a yeller. I apologize. Not old yeller, but
you,
a yeller nonetheless. So,
Paul, I love that dog.
So I said the call letters, but I didn't say the dial positions. I didn't say, and they were TV channels, but I didn't say what number they are. I didn't say the channel number. I just said the call letters.
Okay.
But if anybody can clarify that, Kinospi might make
a question.
No, you might be completely correct.
You say that in such a
well, I mean, in a surprising fashion. So I've stopped myself before.
I'm correct with
no,
something?
I mean, honestly, Kinospi, if someone checked the archives, they would realize that I've stopped short of saying call letters before of other broadcast facilities. So if at that point I was nervous about it, maybe why wasn't I tonight? Maybe I'm more relaxed at this point. Maybe
but
I'm more
that
comfortable.
That was more talking
so.
About other
radio
stations.
So
it might be different for television.
Well, I look at it this way. I mean, if you can say the name of a newspaper, you probably should be able to say the name of a TV channel. And from a competitive standpoint, that's why you wouldn't want to say the call letters of another radio station. So I think I've mentioned 550 before. I'm not saying they're call letters.
Okay.
Speaking of which, we got to get Big Bill's lights on here again.
Well, wouldn't they need...
And you're going to interview him next time, by the way.
Jeez.
No, because I don't need... No, I mean, the Ziffman will be back sooner or later, I'm sure, but... 842-8390, extension 210, email Mary.
Oh, jeez.
Guys, on the west side tonight, I'm going to try to, I don't know what she sounds like, but Well, we kind of do, but she's called that one time, but I can't, you know. Not the best of show tonight, guys. Not sure where you're going with it, and wondering, can us be?
Yeah? Oh, wait, no, she's not talking, but.
Well, no, she just. Wondering if you're going to start doing a Kniffleman's Corner.
Yeah, first I'll shoot myself. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay. So have a good weekend, Mary. Bless you for your involvement in our program. Good
I'm
gosh.
I'm sick of her emails.
Well, she's the only one that does it. I mean, you can't really fault her for emailing. I mean, no one else does
it. Well,
she
was stalking me for that while. No, like,
that
was like 3, 4, 5 months.
She waved at you. It wasn't even that big of a deal. So what was that email address, by the way, if anyone else wants to get a hold of us?
ConversationDigest@gmail.com.
Okay. So I don't know. Maybe she's the only one that. Say it one more time, because Mary's the only one that's.
Should I spell it?
No, just say it.
Conversation Digest. No spaces, just all by itself, like the radio show that it comes from. Conversation Digest, and then a little at symbol, and then gmail.com.
All right. And I'm the conditioner, and he's Canuspi. This is Conversation Digest, the gateway to the weekend, where your party central, and also your verbal extravaganza. Right now, the conditions karaoke song of the week, and these songs each week are songs that I have, in fact, after imbibing on a couple of adult beverages, sung in a karaoke setting. And if someone says, look, karaoke is ghetto, it is low rent, it is pathetic, you know what? You have a couple of drinks and see if you can avoid singing karaoke. We'll just see. And it's all about stage performance. Canespi, you can vouch for this. The condition is all about the stage performance with the karaoke singing, right? I mean, I'm not a good singer. I won't even lie to you. I'm not a good singer. But what I do is I provide an uncanny, unprecedented, unparalleled stage presence. I put some antics in there, some physical comedy, maybe a little bit of physical drama. And right now, the conditions karaoke song of the week on Conversation Digest.
We already played this, I think.
No, we didn't. I hope we didn't.
Ooh, the shark bait.
Did we?
Has
maybe.
Such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, baby.
Okay, well, I guess the computer doesn't want to play it, Bobby Deer and Mac the Knife. Can we get that on your... We had our...
I can do it. I can do it.
We had the conditions karaoke song of the week,
so
it's not a big deal.
Give me a minute.
All right, so the summer is here, but that weather outside is absolutely insane. What do you think that is all about? Al Gore, where are you with your galoshes, your winter coat in the middle of June? It's 55 degrees out there with cold rain, cold winds. Where is the summer at? It's a little bit depressing. You bring out the picnic baskets. You bring out the checkered tablecloth. And then the hot dogs and the hamburgers, but how do you enjoy them like you normally would if, in fact, we've got weather like this? If anyone enjoys weather like this in the middle of June, there's something wrong with you. This is not June weather. This is either April weather or maybe early May, or this is September weather.
I was going to say late August.
Late August, possibly, but August actually potentially is our hottest month of the year. But you can start. I mean, August, you can start having weather more like this, but... And the rain is one thing, but when it's 55 degrees and you're trying to walk around outside during the day, just doing what it takes to make a living, and it's raining and it's about 55 degrees, not the best of experiences in the world, and we're going to go right back into the
it's gotta load.
Conditions. Yeah, I have a lot of faith in your phone, though. The conditions, karaoke moment of the week, song that I've at one point or another sing in karaoke. WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
Three guesses. From the shark, baby, that's such deep dip, and it shows them pearly wet. Just a jackknife, also, Madam New. Where's my key, baby? And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth. Baby, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Mac Heath, day. So there's never, never a trace of red. Oh, let it swing, yeah, on a sidewalk, huh? Ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Tell me, could that someone be Woe Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where cement bag just drooping on down. Yes, that cement is there strictly for the weight. Yeah, Bobby's got to get you ten. Brother Mackey's back in town. Chew him by Louis Miller. He done disappeared. Yep, have to draw it out. All his hard-earned cash. And now Mackey was spent just like a sailor.
All right, Knuspy, that's it for that karaoke moment of the week of the commission. That's that right there, so... Oh, Sookie Tawdry. That's the Conditions karaoke song of the week. A song that I, at one point in my life, sang in karaoke, and then the other ones would play other weeks, and if you don't like that, well, probably Tough would be that where I would categorize that.
Because,
well, no, I mean, we love the music. It's not a music show, but we'll insert a song every now and then. We'll do that. And we've had our fair share of with people that have set up points in our three-year history that we should be more of a music show. We always have fun with people that say that. So we play music behind us because we do a lot of talking. So we're going to spend the next couple of minutes here just cross-promoting some other glorious programming.
Should I get the papers?
That's on during the week on WNRBLP Wausau. And if you like our show, that's fantastic. If you like their shows, that's great.
Heck?
It certainly isn't a competition. And, of course, WNRBLP can always use money. They can also use your verbal contribution. So what is this?
That's the papers.
Oh. Okay, well, we got Ride the Planet with Professor Philip T. Watchwell. Crazy Science, Engineering Problems, Friday mornings at 10 to 10:30 in the morning. And then on Fridays, the Professor Philip Watchwell, he does the blues thing. And that's from 10:30 to 11. And also Oldies, you won't find anywhere else, although I don't know what time that's at. Now, is he saying...
It might be at the same time with the... Blues on Fridays.
Okay, so he's doing blues that you may or may not find elsewhere. Otherwise, Oldies you won't find anywhere else. But actually, it sounds like kind of like a good mix. So, but that's Professor Philip T. Watchwell, and by all means, listen to him on WNRBLP's station, which is 93. Well, no, you can do that.
Okay,
I think maybe you can't do that. Whatever. If you want to listen
on at that time,
if you want to listen, that's fine. If you don't, then whatever. That's a you thing. So, also, there's a Dr. Koo Kevin Yang. Hmong Health Hour every other Tuesday at 6 to 7 p.m. Now, he's got the right idea, doing every other week.
Should we do every other week?
Actually, Thursday at 6 to 7. I guess I've never heard that program before. I'm not a very healthy person. I should tune in. So, no, we got to do every week. So, whether we're... This week's actually live, but now if we're not live, it'll be pre-recorded, so...
Hey, I can prove that we're live. I'll read the date off my phone.
Well, that wouldn't work. I mean, you could do that any day and just make believe. So
that's part of the
whole
joke.
Hold on, I gotta plug Dr. Koo Kevin Yang here. So he discusses various health topics and answers listeners' health-related questions. Okay, Knuspy.
June 11th.
Okay. Well, you can also do the time.
7:55.
If you want to be a real heavy hitter with truth, then just...
June 11th, 7:55.
All right.
P.M.
What else we got there for the vast array of programming on WNRBLP Wausau?
We got a friend of the show, Dr. Rent.
Good man.
Talks about renting and renting issues.
Not sure if he's listening tonight, but...
And updated on all sorts of renting and renter and rentee.
Oh, by the way, doctor and your beloved wife...
Thursdays.
Doctor and Mrs. Rent.
Thursdays at 5.
Yeah. Splice is a great film. You should see it, so...
See it twice in a row if you want.
I wouldn't do that. Would you really watch it twice in a row?
There aren't many
movies I could watch, even if they're really good. Like, I love the Lord of the Rings films. I wouldn't watch them twice in a row. Of course, that'd be a quarter of a day right there. So, but no, that was a good
quarter
movie,
of the
so.
Day.
Yeah,
that would be a lot longer than that.
Well, whatever. No, not in the added footage versions. And the original theater versions, they were 3 hours, weren't they? If you watched
roughly, it was like 2.5, and
yeah,
then
6 hours, so that'd be a quarter of a day.
But there's
no, if you were to watch one of them, if you were to watch one of those movies, no, if you watched all three, it'd be 18. It'd be probably almost.
It'd take a whole day,
18 hours or whatever. So, and Peter Jackson is going to direct The Hobbit. So, so we've also got The Underground with Martial Law. He'll be on this evening.
We got the promo for
that.
Yeah,
let's play that. And more with other cross promotions up in just a bit. Conversation Digest.
Isn't there anything good on the radio?
The Underground is Central Wisconsin's premier show featuring the absolute best unsigned and indie label rock bands from around the world. Unlike homegrown shows, this isn't the amateur hour. The Underground, Friday nights at 10 right here on WNRB-LP.
Yeah.
Who is that hot babe on there?
Oops. Martial Law's in the house. What's going on, Martial Law?
Not much.
Okay, what have you been up to this week?
Just my full-time job and coming in here programming the new English loop.
Okay.
Oh, and setting up a fundraising concert.
Any updates on that situation or what? Do I get to MC, by the way? I know you want to. Here's the story. I know you want to intro that first band. I get it. How about the rest of the event?
The one band, the headliner, yes, I definitely am going to be introing the headliner.
Yeah.
The headliner is going to be Losing Scarlet.
Okay.
Great band. Tune in tonight. I'll be doing a triple shot of their music tonight. Yeah.
Is that a new feature on your show, triple shots, or what? I haven't heard of those yet.
No. Just doing it tonight.
Do you have a twin spin Saturday or what?
Nope.
Okay.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Well, he's on until midnight, so he could play that. He could go a little bit over and play the twin spin at that point.
Yeah, there's nobody on after me, so I could go all night.
Yeah, you could. All night long on your big hit station, The Underground.
No, we don't play the big hits. We play music on my show.
Okay.
why am I saying we? It's just me doing the show.
No, you can do that. I mean, we would think about your psychological health or whatever, but
Everybody wonders about that anyway.
No, I mean, yeah, you're crazy monkeys. So if I can't MC, what else can I do with that fundraiser?
You can MC some of the stuff and introduce some of the other bands.
Excellent. Well, they wouldn't like throw things at me or try to. I would not try to.
I can't guarantee that the audience that's going to be there, the deranged people that like my show, love them all. I can't guarantee that they won't throw rotten vegetables at you.
No, they won't, because I
a crate of tomatoes and $1 per tomato.
I won't try to steal their girlfriends, so they have no reason to. I'm quite the man. I'm quite the ladies' man, so I mean they're not going to do anything to me. So,
yeah.
I'm sure they've all heard Conversation Digest before, haven't they?
Probably.
All right.
Not.
So you'll hear more updates throughout the next couple months about that fundraiser. It's going to be a huge event, and you know, the definitive details will come out right now. I think it's just kind of, it's on the ground raising up. Am I right?
Underground.
Well,
right.
We've got something set pretty much in stone right now. We've got Losing Scarlet. It's going to headline. What's the name of that other band that confirmed today? Got it written down here. I know.
Oasis?
No. Yeah, right.
All
right. No, Miss Tana and the Outside the Blues Band.
Okay.
Could be another one.
Blues Band? You can't do that.
Why not?
It's the weekend of the Blues Festival.
I don't care. Forget the Blues Festival.
I mean, that's fine.
It's going to be Saturday, August 21st.
Okay.
Doors are going to open at 6 p.m., and we're going to go till when they're done. We've got the hall booked at Dale's West and Lanes, the ballroom.
Okay. I mean, what about bowling? Discounts or what?
No. If you want to bowl, you're on your own.
All right.
We're still debating.
Go grab his speakers and use those.
We're still kind of debating on the price to get in, but we're not going to have any advance tickets or anything. It's going to be all at the door, and all the money raised will go directly to the fund WNRBLP, and hopefully we can raise enough money that we might be able to increase our license to become an LP 100 station.
Woo!
How much more do we, well, you can't talk about that on the air.
No, can't talk about that on the air. Right, it's just a dream that we have. And
well, one way to make your dreams come true is not to rely on Walt Disney, but it's to leave it up to the hands of the condition. Do you know that about me? I make dreams happen, except for my own.
You make nightmares come true.
Hey, it's not true. So, well, no, I mean it's gonna be a great event, and we'll continue to talk about it. We haven't mentioned it yet tonight. Actually, Cameron was hoping you'd come in so that you could say a word about it. So, be a big event.
Yeah, more details to come. I got a couple other bands I'm waiting for confirmation on, but right. It's gonna be a really big event. Hope everybody can come out there. We have capacity for 800 people. Let's pack that place.
Let's break the fire code.
Well, and here's hoping the Ziffelman's there so we can appease the frustration of women in America. Their loneliness. He's a good man. He knows I'm joking. I'm sure he's listening on his car radio. He's just been busy lately, so a lot of stuff going on. So, martial law, what's going on with you this evening? I mean, we've talked about the event. What do you got in the dock? You got a triple play of one band and then twin spin of the other. So,
I might have a twin spin.
I hope you get a twin spin in there because you got to be like the twin spin. They do that on real radio shows.
We try not to copy too much of what corporate radio does.
You're
going to
one-up them by playing a third one?
Exactly. I'm going to one-up them. I'm going to show them how it's done, like I do each and every week. I like ticking off the people over at the corporate stations. Apparently, a few of them have been listening to my show and are getting a little upset with some of my antics, and I really don't care. It's all in fun.
You mean like when you turn on the microphone?
When I turn on the microphone I compare top 40 music to sounding like a horse molesting a cat and stuff like that.
Wow.
I mean, they have a tendency not
people
to like that
are
too much.
Barely done with their fish fries, martial law.
Okay. Yeah, well.
All right.
Hopefully they were taking a big drink and spit it out all over their partner.
It's all about spit takes.
Yeah. So, okay,
yes,
well.
The spit take.
We're wrapping up this week's edition. I've had a long work week, and I'm going to go and enjoy the rest of the Brewer game and then do whatever. So, be back next week, and I don't know who's going to be on the air. We're looking for someone else to be the third person in our program.
Be very discriminating, I guess.
We need someone to screen the phone calls. So
call screener?
By all means, if you want to join us next week, you're invited to do so.
Would they get the 40 after the hour slot then?
Yeah, they probably would. Unless Ziffelman's coming back, I don't know. Whatever, I'm not gonna.
It's up in the air with him right now.
Yeah, it's up in the air, up in the corner. So we'll be back next week. Listen every week at 7 o'clock for more big hits and your features that you can't get enough of unless you've heard them once before. This is Conversation Digest on WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, your station for community oriented stuff.
Just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time. Again, and 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 again. And maybe one more time.